Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Monday, we featured Farmer's Almanac editor Pete Geiger commenting on celebration of their 200th anniversary and offering a chilly winter forecast. Today, a few more details. First, on just what an almanac is.
My definition is an almanac is an annual compilation of information that helps people live their lives. And so whether it's a World Almanac, which is a compilation of data, or the Farmer's Almanac, which is much broader, the almanac has always been a guide to good living, and I think that that's what the publication has been about.
Why Farmer's Almanac? My thought, when it began 200 years ago, we were a far more rural society, many of us with gardens and livestock, hence their annual calendars.
Yes, we have a whole calendar for when the best time is to hunt, fish, and castrate the bull, and buy a house and dig a post, and so we have the best days calendars as well, yes.
Including a chart for planting crops by the phases of the moon. And back then, with fewer doctors, we relied more on home remedies.
Well, yes, I mean, we have a page on how you can use lemon to resolve things. We have a whole story about how to predict babies' genders. These are the wives' tales. We have so many things that I think are going to interest people. There's trash to treasures.
Following up, the almanac says the lemon can be used for relief from ailments ranging from headaches to acne. We'll be right back.
When tragedy strikes Kentucky law enforcement officers and their families, you can help by displaying a law enforcement memorial license plate on your car or donating online. Log on to the memorial website at klemf.org today. Proceeds go directly to the families of officers killed in the line of duty and provide college scholarships for their children. Sponsored by the Kentucky Law Enforcement Memorial Foundation and aired in cooperation with the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station. Visit and donate at klemf.org today.
Farmer's Almanac editor Pete Geiger says there's a feature this year on the evolution of farming and a Farmer of the Year recognition and a story on the animals on the farm.
We talk about, you know, how animals at one time were, you know, farm animals and they were the worker animals, and how over time everything from birds to horses have become family pets. And we have a pretty good story that talks about how all these animals have filled the need of being part of our families.
There's another feature on a total eclipse of the sun in August 2017. And the almanac is out there wherever magazines are sold.
And I hope that they'll find the book, which is now in the stores, which is an orange and green cover. But I'm very excited about the eclipse because it's only going to be seen in America, and it cuts right through Kentucky in terms of its best visibility.
The Farmer's Almanac at newsstands now and online at farmersalmanac.com. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.